Are you new to trading or maybe struggling with your current trading? Maybe you're wondering if it's possible to trade at all with a small account or even while working a full-time job. I've actually been in the trading industry for over a decade now, and I started learning how to swing trade stock options while I was still working a full-time job as an engineer. And now today, years later, I now teach others how to analyze charts to find trade setups, how to choose the best strategies to trade, and how to become more independent traders. How? Well, that's what we cover in this series, ways to help you start trading with confidence, trading with purpose, and trading with insight. All right, welcome back, Trading with Insight. We're on question number 4. My name is Deneen James. I am a stock options analyst. I've been in the trading industry for several years, and now my main goal really is just helping new traders, struggling traders, just helping them get on the right track and having the right insight with their trading and with their trades. So, question number 4 today, is it better to buy or sell options? So I guess the answer to this question is, you know, which of the two is better? Really just, it's kind of a matter of opinion. And so I would say in my opinion, it is better to sell more options than you buy. There's nothing wrong with doing both. You know, I highly recommend that you both buy and sell, but I think selling more options than you purchase is going to be the better outcome, or you're going to see better results from that. Now here's why. When you're buying options can give you a great risk to reward, right? Which is what makes buying them so appealing to so many traders, especially new traders. But there's still a lot of concern around buying instead of selling, right? Regardless of that pretty decent risk to reward, there's still some concern. So usually when you're buying options, direction, distance, and time are going to be your three biggest enemies. Does that make sense? Direction, distance, and time. So one of the biggest issues is that the stock you're trading must move. Like, it absolutely has to move in order for you to make any real money. Now, this is for most strategies that you're buying. There are some very complicated and custom strategies you can use. But for the most part, if you're buying, your stock must move in order for you to make any money. Right now, not only does it have to do that, right? Not only does it have to move, but it also has to be moving in the right direction. And not only that, but it also has to move in the right direction before your option expires. And not only that, so it just keeps getting worse and worse, right? So not only that, but as if it wasn't bad enough already, it also has to move in your direction fast enough and far enough to reach the profit region before that expiration date hits. And that's a lot, right? And what all of that adds up to is a generally low win rate. And that's not at all what we want. And so for those of you who are new to trading, when you're trading options, options do have an expiration date. So you place an options trade, and after so many days or weeks or months, depending on how far out you're trading, at some point that option is no longer valid. And that's basically when it expires. So your trade, when you're putting on a trade, the market must do what you want it to do before that expiration date hits. Does that make sense? So that's what we're talking about here. So again, direction, distance, and time are your three biggest enemies when you're buying options. Now, on the other hand, we could just sell options. And I'll be honest, when you're selling options, you typically don't get the most attractive risk to reward, which is why there are so many new traders that, you know, kind of stay away or shy away from selling because they're just not aware, right? So, you know, that unattractive risk to reward, it may not be so appealing at first, but what you gain in return is so much more valuable and profitable in the end. And that's really because when you're selling options allows you to have direction, distance, and time working in your favor, right? So unlike buying options where the three of them work against you, when you're selling options, they all work for you. You can make them work for you. So usually when you're selling options, your stock does not have to move at all, right? There are strategies out there, strategies that we teach, they're income strategies, where the stock does not have to move at all in order for you to be making money. It can literally sit still. You're just making money as time goes by, regardless of what the stock is doing. So that's another thing that works in your favor. Time. It doesn't matter how long you're sitting in this trade. As long as time is going by, you're making money. That's called theta decay. That's a little more than what we're going to cover in this episode, but that's another thing that works in your favor, right? And also, if the stock moves in the direction that you think it's going to move in, if it doesn't move at all, and if it just starts moving against you a little bit, you can still be profitable on this trade because you're selling the trade. Again, this is something that we can teach you. And you know what? All of this adds up to, it adds up to higher win rates and consistent income when you're trading the appropriate way, right? When you're trading a system and you're trading a process. So like I said, I recommend doing both because I think both buying and selling, they do have their benefits. However, I think when you sell more options than you purchase, over time, you're going to see some more consistent income. So if you're interested in learning a little bit more about the process that we teach when trading options, especially if you're looking for income trading strategies, you can check it out. Go to DaneeTrades.com, check out our training there, check out a few other things that we have there. So again, buying or selling, which one's better? Well, again, it's basically an opinion. And so whatever you think is best, that's what you should go with. But again, my opinion, sell more than you buy. So hopefully that helps, and we'll see you guys in the next one.